The two state Labor MPs at the centre of a scandal in New South Wales have been expelled from their party, but the New South Wales Labor leader, John Robertson, believes the scandal and anti-corruption hearings won't directly affect Labor's chances at the federal election. Mr. Robertson, however, has acknowledged the ICAC inquiries involving Eddie Obeid and Ian McDonald have damaged the Labor brand in New South Wales, and today he'll apologise to voters. Here's Eliza Harvey.
The anti-corruption hearings in New South Wales have been an unfolding horror show for the party. Labor leader John Robertson says the barrage of bad headlines has taken its toll and it's time for a formal apology.
There is a reason to be sorry. I'm not sorry that ICAC is proceeding and shining a light on these matters. I think that's very important and I welcome that. But I am sorry for the disappointment that has been created by people who put their faith in Labor and feel they've been let down.
Mr. Robertson is attempting to woo voters back to the party, and in a speech today, he'll explain why voters should still have faith in Labor. It won't be easy. The former Labor power broker Eddie Obeid has been accused of engaging in a criminal conspiracy with his former colleague Ian McDonald to defraud the state of New South Wales. It's alleged that a mining licence was corruptly granted in the Hunter Valley and that both men stood to make loads of money, Mr. Obeid as much as $100 million. Both men maintain their innocence. Eddie Obeid had been fighting against expulsion from the party, even threatening legal action. But the ALP head office has confirmed that Obeid and McDonald were formally expelled 2 weeks ago, and John Robertson says that's evidence of his commitment to a fresh start.
There is talk of an electoral wipeout for Labor, particularly in Western Sydney. You're the member for Blacktown. What is the feeling that you get on the ground about just how damaging that specifically the ICAC hearings have been for Labor's chances in September?
I don't believe that the federal election's results will be affected greatly by ICAC. There is no doubt when it comes to New South Wales politics and New South Wales Labor that ICAC has had a significant impact. When I move around the community and I talk to people, the issues that they're talking about that will determine their vote, by and large, relate to federal matters.
That's at odds with the views of many in the party. John Robertson's parliamentary colleague and former Premier, Nathan Rees, told the ABC in March that ICAC was going to be an electoral disaster.
At its most basic, I think you're looking at probably a 3 or 4 percentage point hit for the federal government now, running into a poll in September.
And it's likely there'll be more pain on the way, with the ICAC Commissioner David Ibb due to hand down his findings a month before the election.
Eliza Harvey reporting.